Upptäck det vackra ljudet av McCrispy & Company för endast 89 kronor. En riktigt krispig upplevelse. För ett ännu godare McDonald's.
En nyhet. Nu kan du teckna livförsäkring hos Trygg-Hansa. Den ger dina nära ersättning som kan användas på det sätt som hjälper bäst. En försäkring för dig och till dem som älskar dig. Läs mer och teckna på trygghansa.se. Trygg-Hansa. Trygghet för livet.
Okej, hörni, gänget. Vad är vårt motto?
Allt är inte som du tror.
Nej, allt är inte alltid som du tror. Nu täcker vårt nät 99,3% av Sveriges befolkning baserat på rösttäckning och folkbokföringsadress. Ta reda på mer på 3.se eller i din 3-butik.
When I came to Sweden, I had slept with one person.
Yeah.
And I weirdly was like proud of my virginness.
Yeah.
In Ireland, I would probably have been very hesitant about like one night stands, that kind of thing. Here, I'm like, if I want a one night stand, I'll do it. Like,
yeah.
And I know he's not going to judge me.
Hjärtat typ pulsar, jag har druckit så många kaffe. Hej Engla.
Hej Filippa, hur mår du?
Bra, jag sitter i en annan toalett idag.
Jag ser
en hotelltoalett. Och jag mår fantastiskt.
Gud, jag är så nyfiken på att höra hur du har hamnat där.
Så igår var det Thanksgiving. Det är en holiday in the Americas. Där man typ så family, love, food. Men egentligen it's a really fucked up holiday. Alltså man borde egentligen inte fira det.
But vad finns det?
Nej, men det handlar om så här, the pilgrims och the Indians och the pilgrims murdered the Indians to get the food. It's a whole thing. Egentligen är det som allt i historien och i US history, everything is racist
fucked.
And fucked up. Så egentligen är det ju liksom inte en bra holiday.
Nej, men nu är det mer för att vara med familj, I guess.
Exakt. Så man ska bara vara grateful och hamna i familj. Så jag och Kalle, det här första gången typ jag bara firat med min pojkvän. Jag brukar åka hem till Florida eller vara med andra pojkvänner och deras familjer, men nu är det jag och Kalle. Så vi bara, vi tar en hotellnatt. Så gick vi och käkade, alltså Thanksgiving-mat är skitäckligt. Det är typ turkey och mashed potatoes och typ marshmallow sweet potato casserole. Så det är jättefruktansvärt. Så vi gick åt italiensk mat.
Nice.
Det var skitnice. Och bara bodde på hotell för att liksom, fira lite family.
Gud vad gott. Jag tänkte att det var er så här 2-års anniversary. Och jag sa, wow,
nej, men
nu ska
det
jag
var
få höra om allting.
Nej, det var ju förrgår. Och då tog han mig på spa och köpte en bok och vi satt och läste jacuzzi och hade massage. Och sen
men
gick
Gud.
Vi på en av mina favoritmiddagsställen. Det var
jättemysigt. Så mysigt ju. Så mysigt.
Och nu sitter jag här. Det var ju en jättebra vecka. Hur har din vecka varit?
Jag har haft en väldigt nice vecka. Det var ju snökaos här i Stockholm.
Just det.
I början av veckan. Så jag jobbade hemifrån måndag tisdag, fixade mycket gjort. Sen har jag haft så här trevliga saker som har hänt. Jag har gått på så här biopremiärer och jag har varit på lite så här roliga event och tillställningar. Ja. Så det har varit en bra vecka.
Nice.
Men vet du vad jag tänkte på när du sa, det känns som att fatta så här vad vuxen du har blivit nu som du har gått från att, så här, det är klart du fortfarande kommer fira Thanksgiving med din familj, men det känns som moget att det är som att så här, du och Kalle har er egna familj nu. Och fira Thanksgiving tillsammans. Det är skitkul.
Jag vet, like my husband over here.
Ja, ja. Så trevligt. Men hallå, vet du en helt annan sak som jag bara kommer att tänka på. Vi har fått ett supertrevligt röstmeddelande från en lyssnare.
Ska vi spela upp den?
Jag vet bara att det är trevligt. Jag har inte lyssnat på det själv. Så nu ska vi köra en first reaction så kan vi lyssna på det tillsammans. Det är roligt för att hon är från Finland och vi har ju asmånga så här finskar och danskar och norskar som lyssnar.
Vadå, jag förstår inte finska.
Många kanske pratar,
jag ska försöka.
Kan prata finlandssvenska.
Okej. Jag ska verkligen put my listening ears on.
Ja.
Hej Filippa och Engla. Jag heter Lubba och jag är från Finland och jag lyssnar alltid på er podd. Just nu så jobbar jag på en båt eller en yacht i Imperia i Italien. Det är ganska stressigt och vi har mycket att göra och jag pratar engelska hela dagarna. Så att lyssna på er podd känns som att jag är tillbaks hemma och pratar och lyssnar på när mina vänner diskuterar saker. Och att när ni pratar så känns det som att när är det min tur att berätta om vad som har hänt under dagen. Nå ja, det var allt jag ville säga och jag kommer vara med i er bokklubb helt klart. Jag har redan läst boken men jag är taggad på att lyssna på vad ni tycker om den.
Alltså wow!
Jag
that
älskar det.
Adorable.
På riktigt min favoritkommentar för alltid. Som alltså om man tänker på vad vi får, alltså när vi får what? Nu tappade jag mig.
Feedback.
Men det folk säger om podden, det är när folk är såhär, det känns som att jag är i rummet. Och när hon var såhär, när är det min tur att prata? Det är så kul att höra, för det är drömmen.
Jag vet. Och att alla, alltså att du tyckte att det var så lugnande. Det är också en sån fin komplimang.
Ja. Och det här är väldigt lugnande för oss också. Alltså jag sa det till, eller nej, det kan jag inte säga. Men jag brukar ofta tänka på det, när jag känner mig stressad eller har så här stressiga dagar och ska podda, då älskar jag att bara komma hit och bara, man bara slappnar av.
Ja,
en timme.
Ja, men alltså tack Lova, det var jättegulligt.
Tusen tack.
Och keep working hard, du är skitball.
Oh wow.
Hej, Synoptik här. Hos oss får du hjälp med att ta hand om din ögonhälsa. Med vår synundersökning kan vi upptäcka både synförändringar och tecken på vanliga ögonsjukdomar. Boka tid på synoptik.se.
Då ska vi se. Goda nyheter från IKEA. Nu är det bekräftat att fler än 1000 produkter har fått nytt lägre pris. Som till exempel soffor, skåp, stolar, ljuskällor, sängkläder, kuddfodral, bord, vaser, köksredskap, byrå.
Vill du ha fler goda nyheter? Välkommen till IKEA och IKEA.se.
Nej.
Dåliga vibrationer är att gå utan byxor till jobbet. Bra vibrationer är när du inser att mobilen är i bröstfickan. Alla abonnemang för 20 kronor i månaden i 4 månader. Vimla, mobiloperatören med bra vibrationer.
Okej, men någonting annat jätteroligt händer idag.
Ja.
Singla. Vad händer? We're about to speak English.
Exakt.
Why?
Jag ska ju då prata engelska en timme, men ni får inte hacka på mig för det. Men det är för att vi är en hedersgäst. Alltså hur många ord kan vi förklara den här människan som? Alltså bästa vän, manager, colleague,
boss,
sister.
Crazy motherfucker.
Dancer, singer.
Irish queen.
Party girl. Boss
vet
girl.
Du hur jag tycker vi måste inbjuda in den här gästen, Miss Verona Farrell, med låten Patricia the Stripper. Nej, varje gång jag tänker på Verona så tänker jag, 'cause Patricia is the best stripper in town, with the swing of her hips, she's started to the, you know that song?
Yes.
Oh, it just reminds me of Verona. So without further ado, Miss
welcome.
Secondhand Hands, Miss Verona Farrell. Welcome to the Itty Bitty Titty Committee.
For Patricia is the best stripper in town.
I'm so excited to be here. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
Is this I'm your so first happy time? To speak English. I'm so relieved. Now I finally won't sound like an idiot. I'm going to be like smart.
I am not.
Yeah, how are you feeling about the English thing?
I'm fine. Like as long as you're here, it's nicer. Because I know that last week I was supposed to read these cards in English and I couldn't. Like when I sat alone and Filippa is talking Swedish and Ninni's talking Swedish and I'm supposed to read something in English. Oh, it was so fucking hard. But now I'm so used to talking English to you, so I think it's...
I mean, our whole relationship is based off of English, so it's not weird to sit and speak. But how are you? How was your day?
My
How's
day...
It? How are you feeling?
It was good. I feel pretty chill.
Yeah.
I was saying, we were talking to Alice last night because we were at this event. What was that rapper?
Hello Mantle.
Yeah, what was the name of the rapper?
Silvana Imam.
Yeah. Do you know her, Flippa?
Yeah.
So we went this like live thing last night. But we were talking a bit to Alice about how we've all been feeling not in like an event party socializing mood at all.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if it's the weather. But I suppose
I'm sorry, but this is so not relatable. only influencers can be like, I'm not in the mood for events.
No, but not events overall, but like more partying, socializing.
Purely mingling. No, true. Very true. But it was at this Hella Mantle thing, so I wasn't in the mood.
So no, ungrateful.
But more like I had a great the time. Social feeling. Yeah. Like usually my favorite thing in the world is to mingle.
Yeah.
Like I love it. I live and breathe for it. But I'm just not in like a socialized mood. Very happy to be here.
Yeah.
That's so un-Verona-like.
I know.
I'm shocked.
I know. I don't know. What's going on?
How would you explain yourself for people who don't know who you are? Like, how would you explain who is Rona Farrell? Why are you sitting here? Well, how do you know us? Like, okay, just give a little bit of a debrief.
Debrief. Okay. So I'm Irish. I don't know if you can tell from the accent. A lot of Swedes think that I'm Australian for some reason. But I came to Sweden like 3 years ago, originally to study law. And then I worked in Copenhagen in fashion for a bit. And then I ended up getting a job in Stockholm. So I started at Styles like maybe 2 weeks before you guys.
Yeah.
So I started and my boss was like, so I have these two influencers. I was like, okay, so like, what are they going to do? She's like, I don't know. I'm not really sure. They're like super creative. They're great. Like, we're really lucky to have them. And I was like, oh, for God's sake, like, no, what am I going to do with these two influencers? So yeah, that's kind of how I met you two.
And the two influencers.
And then, yeah, obviously you guys started to work properly.
Can I ask, what was your, I forget how to say this in English, your fördom, like your stereotype of us, like assumption of us?
That's such a good question. So I had seen Engla on Instagram and I, oh my God, I remember I saw a picture of you and Sarah.
What?
At Gem Collective on your Instagram. I must have creeped on you when...
But it was around that time.
Andrea
it was in like September we were there.
Yeah. And I just thought, can you curse? No?
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
I just thought, fucking hell, she is living the life. Like whoever this girl is, she's having the time of her life. So I think I was a little bit like intimidated in a way because I knew you were younger than me.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, she's so glam. She's so cool. But she's also like three years younger than me. Or more, let's not even get into
like,
it.
I'm a fucking loser.
Yeah, no. Such a loser, yeah. But then I remember I met you, we had like a little meeting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I was nervous, I was more just like intrigued because I suppose I hadn't, I think you were the first influencer I've ever met.
Yeah.
And then with Filippa, I went in completely blind. That meeting that we had, because it was in the evening in Swedish time for some, it was at like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And I hadn't a fucking clue who you were, what you did. I hadn't done my research. I was so tired. I was like mentally drained from starting a new job.
Yeah.
But I think I've mentioned to you before, like in the meeting, a little bit intimidated.
Mm, I would say like... scary.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a scary bitch. No, you're not really. But I spent most of the meeting confused. I was like, like who is this girl? She lives in New York, but she's Swedish.
Yeah.
What is she going to do? I was completely... and utterly bamboozled by who you both were.
Mm.
When I first met you in real life, I remember it was like a few months after we'd been like on Zoom and like talking. And I just remember my first thought was like, oh my God, she's so much smaller than I thought. Like that was my first instinct. I was like, she is such a little petite lady.
You know, I get that all the time.
What?
Yeah,
because people are
like... apparently people think I'm tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, you give tall girl energy. But I came in, I was like, oh.
Oh, she's short queen.
She's short queen.
I know, it's actually humiliating. I went to Skatteverket like a couple of weeks ago to get my Swedish ID.
Yeah.
And he was like, can I measure you? And I was like, yeah, but like I'm kind of 168, 169. Measured me 164.
No.
164. Wow. Teeny tiny.
Okay, but I want to talk about your name, like Secondhand Hunts, because I remember in our first initial meeting, I was like, you're like, so what's your Instagram? Or whatever in your accent. And I was like, oh, it's Philip Barnabik. And I was like, what's yours? And you were like, Secondhand Hunts. Or you said it so fast that I literally for a week was trying to find you on Instagram.
Because
I didn't understand what you said. I thought you said like secondhand glam. I had no idea what it was. So I was like searching and searching. Then I finally found you. I was like, oh, Secondhand Hunts. I was like, oh, I fuck with this girl. She loves fashion, sustainability, thrift. And then I like stalked you and I saw that you like sew clothes. Can you just give a little like how did Secondhand Hunts come about?
Yeah, I think it's a very easy name for Irish people to understand.
Yeah.
Because Huns in Ireland, you would say instead of saying like maybe the girls, you'd say Huns. Like, I don't know. It's used all the time.
I've never.
Yeah, in Sweden, like you don't use it. So a lot of people think I'm saying secondhand guns.
No.
Like all the time. It's so awkward.
Secondhand guns.
Yeah, basically I was in the Christmas I was in Sweden. My first Christmas in Sweden. And I'd come home feeling very inspired, feeling like an international woman. Not really giving as much of a fuck as I previously gave. And I had started to sew. So my great granddad was a tailor. And so my dad kind of learned a few bits from him. So he was teaching me to sew at the time. So I was like tailoring my own stuff. I would buy stuff in like charity shops, tailor them and sell them or like just wear them myself.
Nice.
Yeah, I was so into it.
You should start doing that again.
I know, like I haven't touched my sewing machine in so long, but I was obsessed. Yeah. Like this, it like took over me. Like all I wanted to do was sew.
Wow.
So I decided, okay, maybe I'll make like a little Instagram page about the transformations. Because I was I was buying a lot of suits in secondhand stores. And like granny suits, like for old women. And then I would make them like slutty so that I could wear them out of high school.
Love it.
So I just, I made this Instagram page. Originally, I remember saying it to my friend Emer, who was also into charity shopping. I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's be like the secondhand Huns.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, sounds super fun. And I just, that was like the first time I thought of it. We were in the pub and I just like suggested it.
Yeah.
And then I went home that night and I thought, oh, actually, maybe there's something to this. Like, maybe I do want to start a social media. And I'm a control freak.
Yeah.
And I like my own space. I like doing my own thing. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it by myself.
With someone else.
So, yeah, I just decided to do myself.
But,
yeah, exactly. But I liked the idea of including like a community element in the name. Like, we're all in this together. Like, we're the secondhand Huns. Like, I just wanted people that were into secondhand fashion to follow me and get inspired. Also, I remember I thought the influencer landscape was so shit. I remember looking at influencers and thinking, your content is so bad.
Yeah.
Like, so many of the influencers I followed, I thought, it just doesn't feel like you put effort into this or you're genuine or you care about what you're talking about. And I did kind of feel like, oh, I think I've so much to say and I've so much to give. So it started out very innocently. I had no intention of like even trying to grow. I just kind of wanted somewhere
a platform for them.
Yeah, somewhere to, like, I've never been a Pinterest gal. I just wanted somewhere to put my pictures.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay, I also want to, a lot of people are wondering from like, so you started that your first month in Sweden. So you moved to Sweden in like what, 2019?
2019, yeah, for school.
Okay. What would you say is like the biggest cultural difference between Ireland and Sweden? And like, was there any culture shock? Like, how did you feel throughout your 3 years in Sweden?
Yeah, they're very, very different countries. Yeah. I, first of all, didn't realize that people spoke Swedish. Until I got to the airport.
What?
I'm not joking.
You thought we talked English?
I thought you spoke English.
Verona.
I know.
Did you know that there were
Swedish
language?
No, so I knew Swedish was a language, of course. Yeah, yeah. But my sister had gone to Uppsala on exchange.
Yeah.
And she had been telling me, oh, the Swedes, like their English is perfect. English is everywhere. And I hadn't done that much research. And I just heard this statement by itself. And I thought, great. And then I landed in the airport. I heard someone speak Swedish. I actually started laughing. I thought it was the most hilarious language I had ever heard in my life.
It sounds like we're singing.
Yeah.
I wish I could like hear how Swedish sounds.
I know. It's such a funny language to listen to when you don't understand it.
If you can try to like, without saying words, like how
it's like, jaha, men det bra, ja, la 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 la. It's like always na 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 na.
But that's
nice, very high pitched.
Sometimes when I hear other languages, I feel like it sounds like they're fighting, but then Swedish is not like a fighting.
No,
it's more like cute la, la, la,
language.
La, la.
Yeah.
Okay, so language was the biggest shock.
Language
and then,
was a shocker, yeah, that you had one.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
And then I would say it definitely took me a while to understand the difference between the student culture in Sweden and Ireland. Because all I knew for 2 years was Lund.
Yeah.
That's not a probably a full representation of Sweden.
No, and what Lund Swedish people are like.
It's very specific. So I've not in a bad way, but in Ireland, a lot of the culture is connected to alcohol, but in such an obvious way.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like the Swedes at least attempt to mask it in kind of this tradition, which I thought was really sweet.
Yeah, so like you have there's a lot of parties, but you always connect them.
You always connect it. Yeah. It's always masked in something.
It's something to be celebrated.
You have a sittning or
the
sex set or the nations have all of these little events.
Yeah.
Whereas in Ireland, it's more like, okay, we're going out clubbing 3 to 4 times a week, let's get smashed.
Yeah.
Who's having pre-drinks in their gross infested apartments so we can get smashed and go out?
Yeah.
I obviously took, it took me a while to realise how different it was.
Yeah.
And also maybe how the Swedish student culture was a bit more civilised, I'd say. And some people like that and some people don't. I'm sure there's lots of Irish people that would think it's like overly mature.
Mm.
I mean, like the fact that some student couples live together, like I could not get over that.
Why?
I thought it was bizarre. That would never happen in Ireland. No student would ever live with their boyfriend or girlfriend.
That's kind of good in a way though, I think.
Or I don't understand.
So like in Ireland you all live in either dorms or like big student houses. They're like super old and cheap. But there's that culture of living with a boyfriend in a cute apartment while you study.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist in the US either. Like people will wait till they're fucking engaged to even move in with each other. Like in Sweden, it's like, I had sex with you once, let's move it.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? I did it. I'm guilty. Guilty is motherfucking charged. It happens.
Yeah, I find that so strange.
Yeah.
Even now, like I am not a teenager anymore and I hear of people my age living with their boyfriend. I'm like, what? That's crazy.
Oh, shit. But it's also interesting about the party thing, because I mean, that's not only connected to school or students, like even us, how with all these games, like you've said that Irish people would never, when we party, we would never play a game, like,
no,
and or have themes or do the special, have
Americans are the same. They think it's like childish. They're always like, "Oh, Philippa, you're so cute, you and your games." And I'm like, oh, "It's fun, okay, it's fun."
But I think it's really sweet, and like there's a layer of innocence to it that I think is endearing, and it makes sense. I mean, if you're out for drinks, there's no better way to get people talking to each other than a game. Like now,
but
I completely get it.
I just realized, don't you think it's because Swedish people are so, like, we're so awkward and we would never, like, tell anyone our feelings, like, either if it's that we love that person or if we have a problem with that person or if we're interested. Like, we would never say that in a conversation. I remember in, like, high school and stuff, we needed those games for people to hook up or
get to know each other.
Yeah, yeah. Swedes really need their games.
Yeah.
Like, organized fun 101 is Sweden.
Yeah, literally. What would you say is like the biggest like personality change between Swedish and Irish people? Like socially, like personality, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to go talk to a boy in Sweden or talk to a boy in Ireland, like what would the difference be?
The biggest difference is that Irish people, from the second you meet them, are familiar with you.
Wow.
They will treat you like they've met you 10 years ago.
Mm.
If you meet them, whether it's a bathroom in a nightclub or if it's a new girl in work, or it doesn't matter who it is, the guy in the local shop,
you
treat people like you would your closest friends from the get-go.
I like that though.
Straight away.
So nice. I mean, it's the same, isn't it similar in the US?
Exactly. You're just like, hey, girlfriend. It's still like a nice thing, I think. Even though it's fake, it is sweet.
I mean, we need more of that in Sweden.
Yeah. Another backstory that we should maybe switch into now is more, I feel like a way for you to get friends in Sweden was by growing your secondhand huns, like video, street style inspiration. Like, was that one of the main reasons to make friends, or did you do it because you just liked videos and photography and outfits, or like what was the idea behind your street style videos?
The motivation. Yeah, no, it wasn't to make friends.
That
the summer I started doing it, I was in Copenhagen doing my internship at this fashion agency. And basically I was coming out of work and I saw these guys at a wine bar, this super cozy, like organic wine place that seats like three people or something, very Copenhagen. Okay. And I walked by and they looked like they were in a band, like from the 70s. They were sitting there, they looked super hungover, very incognito, super mysterious. And I walked past them and I thought, oh, I'd love to take a picture of them. Mm. Just them candidly doing what they're doing, cool as cucumbers. And then I was walking to the train and I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I got to the train station and I just turned around.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
So I walked back and I was like, my heart was racing because I'd never done this before. And I was walking there. I thought, God, I hope they're still there or else this is going to be mortifying. But I got back and they were still there and I went in. I was fucking shitting myself.
Yeah.
I went in and I asked them, oh, like, is there any chance I could take a picture of you guys? I just think you're super cool. And they said no.
Oh, no.
They said no?
They said no. They were like, no. Oh. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
So then just because I had put so much effort into going all the way back, I felt quite committed to the cause. So I started babbling on because if I feel awkward, I just can't stop talking. So I started talking. And eventually I managed to convince them to let me take a picture, but from behind. So their faces weren't in it. So I started with like a tough crowd, I would say.
Got it. That's good though. I think that breaks, you got to get broken down to build back up.
Yeah, for sure. And then I remember I asked them just a little bit about like who they were, what they did, about their outfits. And obviously at the time I was very inexperienced. I didn't realize, okay, maybe I should record what they're saying or write it down when I leave. So I didn't remember anything. The only thing I remembered was one of the guys had a shirt made from onions. So I wrote that on my story. I posted on my story and I said, I can't remember anything these guys said, I don't know who they are, but I do know that his girlfriend made his shirt from onions.
Did it smell?
I posted that. No, it was gorge. Whoa. Really nice, yeah. I'm sure she just dyed it with onions or something.
Yeah.
But I did that once and then on my way to work every day from the train station, then I just started seeing more and more people that I found inspirational. Yeah.
Have you gained like friends ever from doing it though? Like organically, just accidentally gaining a friend from running up to people?
I have, but not as much as you would think. Like maybe a handful, maybe four, maybe five. Mm. I would say two friends. And then now when I go out, I pass by people that I photographed all the time, constantly. Yeah.
Do they say hi?
Yeah, I always say hi first because I'm good with faces and most of the time they don't know who I am. And then I'm like, oh, I took a video of you. But in Copenhagen, it actually happens a lot, especially if you go to like the fashion areas. I used to photograph in Vesterbro and that's where all the fashion people go.
Yeah.
Or like they all go to Sue, which is like the fashion club. So they're all there.
Yeah.
So like I remember one day I photographed this DJ and then shortly after I realized, okay, she's the cool DJ that plays at Sue. And then the next person I met, I was like, oh, I just met this DJ. And he was like, oh yeah, that's what's her face. She's my best friend. And then the next person, so they all know each other. It's like a super tight community.
So it is a nice way to like connect. Because when I made, when I moved to Stockholm for the first time, my way of making friends, it wasn't, it was because I like photography, but I made the Stockholm Girls book.
Yeah.
But it was a scheme to meet cool girls in Stockholm, like an excuse to
hang out
with them.
Such a good idea. Yeah.
And then I took their photographs and then afterwards, like a lot of them are some of my best friends still. So it is a good like way. Being creative and like reaching out to girls is a good way to make friends.
I remember when you told me that in our first meeting, I think that shifted my view of you. I think when I first met you, I put you in the influencer box.
Yeah.
It's a box.
Yeah. I think a lot of people do.
Yeah. I think it's natural. And then I remember when you told me that, I thought, oh, that's kind of sneaky and clever and fun.
But do you have any other like tips? Because I remember when I first met you, I was so fascinated at how good you were at like reaching out to random people and asking them for a fika or for a brunch. And like, and I remember I asked you and you were like, yeah, it's because I moved to Sweden alone. I had to like do something. But how was it? What, were you like that before? Or did you have to do something to like meet people or get friends? Or like, how was it to move to a new country alone?
I think I learned a massive lesson in my first semester in Sweden. Yeah. I think I came in with the attitude of course I'm going to make friends. Yeah. Of course I'm going to have the best time of my life. Because I'd heard all the stories from my sister and I thought, yeah, this is going to be a dream come true.
Yeah.
And I hated that semester.
Yeah.
When I say I didn't have one friend, not one friend. And I sat in my room every night, not doing anything. I lived in the middle of nowhere. I didn't know any of my roommates. Like, they weren't overly friendly. And I had, like, I was in a long-term relationship or long-distance relationship. And all I was waiting for was to go back to Ireland.
Yeah.
I hated that first semester.
Were you
thinking
ever that you were going to go back after Christmas and, like, skip?
No. That's something I would never do, even if I hated it.
You're not that kind of person.
No, I feel like I would just make myself do it out of stubbornness. But I really didn't like it. And then at the end of that semester, I met this girl from London called Sophie, and she started introducing me to a lot of people. But it was her that changed my outlook, because she was putting in effort.
Yeah.
She was going on, honestly, a fika with a new person every day.
Yeah.
She was like putting herself out there in a way that I'd never seen anyone do before. Because in Ireland, I mean, you go to school, you make friends, you go to college, you make friends. You don't really ever have to do that. So when I came back to Sweden after that semester, I thought to myself, I'm not going to let that happen again.
Yeah.
And I did learn a lot from Sophie, and I just started putting myself out there. And I think in that second semester, that was when I really grew. And I think once you start putting yourself out there, it's a habit, and you just start doing it all the time. So naturally, no, I was not like that. I had no energy to do that in my first semester.
Yeah.
And I feel like once you start, you don't stop. Like, I had to do that my first like year living in Stockholm too. And now even in New York, like, I apply it to my life. Like, I saw this girl that I'm like obsessed with follow me on Instagram, and I was like freaking out calling Peg. I was like, oh my gosh, she fucking followed me. She's like, DM her. I was like, yes, of course, I will DM her. And now we're planning on getting coffee. Like, when I see someone I find cool, I always DM them. I'm like, hey, do you want to be my friend? Like, I just feel like, why not have as many friends as possible? Like, they don't have to all be your best friends, but they can be like an outer onion layer.
Yeah, and even like meet them once, and if you don't click, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I think it's so, I mean, especially in Sweden or around my, like, can you say cluster?
Yeah.
It's so taboo to be like that. Like, you're not, like, you're very weird if you reach out to a random person, which is sad, because
you shouldn't. Do you not also think, though, it's so much easier for me and Flippa because we're in new places? Like, I'm in Stockholm, Flippa's in New York. If I, like, I wouldn't do this in Dublin, probably.
Yeah, true.
So a lot of people have, like, wrote in and asked, and like, how, I know it's just to like write to people or be social, but then when you're actually in person, like, how do you mingle? Like, do you guys have any icebreakers in your head that you do when you see someone that you want to talk to but you don't really know how?
Oh,
I personally, I mean, I feel like it's a bit, it's an easy way out to be like, oh, I love your shirt, where'd you get it? But then sometimes the conversation ends flat there. I don't know, I feel like sometimes it's best to just go up and be like, oh, hi, I'm Filippa, what's your name? And just like introduce yourself.
But I think it's just nice to remember that a lot of people have things to say, you know? A lot of people are interesting. They have stories, they've done things, or they haven't done anything, but they're fucking smart or very nice. And that's what I think of when I'm like in a social environment, or when there's a lot of people. Like, there is interesting, or it is interesting to talk to people and listen to their stories. And what I do, sometimes it hits my back, or like, I don't want to do it all the time, but I usually open up myself, and it doesn't have to be very like vulnerable, and you don't have to say the most horrible things you've been through, but to be open yourself, and then they eventually open up as well, and you end the conversation with having often learned something or realized something new. And
so maybe
super
if
nice.
You said, oh, I actually don't know this, that many people here, or saying something vulnerable.
What about you, Verona? Do you have any like mingle tips?
Mingle tips. I had such a good one and now I've forgotten. Oh yeah. One of my mingling tips would be that people love to talk about themselves. Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone on the planet. I mean, I love it. I could sit here and talk about myself for 3 days straight. But people love to talk about what they're doing. They love to be asked questions.
Yeah.
I think you can fire questions at people and they just love it.
Yeah.
Nobody is gonna feel the queen of questions. Yeah.
I ask
you're
so many
great
questions.
At questions. Yeah. That's so something true. You're really good at. Yeah. And it makes people feel so good about themselves. Yeah. It makes them feel like you're super friendly, you're interested, you want to know.
Yeah.
That's a trick that helped me a lot, because when I get nervous, I just talk about myself.
And also, like, okay, often, like, if there's a room of a lot of people, you're not the only one who's nervous or stressed or like not comfortable in that situation. So everyone wants someone to talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it's a group of people, they want to talk to new people. Like, everyone wants for you to come yeah. after them or yeah. someone else.
Nice.
Hej, Susanne Axel här. När du gör som jag och listar dig på en av Krys vårdcentraler får du en fast läkarkontakt som kan din sjukdomshistoria. Du får träffa erfarna specialister, tillgång till lättakuten och så kan du chatta med vårdpersonalen. Så gör ditt viktigaste val idag. Lista dig hos Kry.
Äntligen är det vår i luften. En annan sak som är i luften just nu är pollen och insekter. Men lugn. Det fixar vi. Hos oss på Circle K kan du tvätta bilen snabbt, enkelt och hållbart från endast 159 kronor. Så passa på att möta våren i en skinande ren bil. Välkommen till Circle K.
Just nu pågår vår stora season sale med fantastiska priser på möbler och inredning. Passa på att fynda till hemmets alla rum, inne som ute, senast den 6 maj. Gör dig redo för sommar. Välkommen till Mio.
But should we maybe move on to, I mean, we have a lot of followers or listeners. We have a lot of followers. We do have a lot of followers.
And it's like, I have so many followers, guys. I just wanted to remind everyone how many followers I have.
No, but we have a lot of listeners who have asked you questions.
Fun. I hope they're juicy.
It would be so nice to just go through them.
Yeah. Okay, so the first question is about style and fashion, and a lot of people are wondering A, who your like biggest style icon is, and B, like, how would you describe your style right now? Because since I've known you, I feel like your style has switched the most. Like, you changed a lot of your like style. So who is Verona right now? Like, what style era are you in?
I think I'm in a shit style era at the moment. This winter. Okay. Do you not think it's so? Winter. I feel so uninspired. But in general, oh my god, Engla, help me out here.
Yeah.
What's the vibe?
But I don't know if I agree with Filippa. I feel like you have a very specific style.
Really?
Like, when I met you, you were like a Jerf Avenue, like, clean girl style.
That's true. When I came to Stockholm, I think it was clean girl / MILF.
Yeah.
I had this, like,
and
Ralph Lauren
hair,
thing going on with, like, a bouncy
blowout.
Yeah, you
were Ralph Lauren model circa 2004.
Yeah. I don't know what that was all about, but
It was nice.
Yeah, I thought it was cute.
But now I feel like this spring and summer, you could really tell that you don't have the Scandi style. I mean, you are influenced by it.
Yeah.
But you still put your own niche.
I hope so.
On
it. No, I felt like it went from Jerf girl to like obsessed with Copenhagen to grunge and more like punk.
Do you think so? I hope. I am very happy with the idea that it's going more Copenhagen. I think we all want to dress like we live in Copenhagen. But I think I started to find more special pieces in the spring. I think Humana also changed it a bit.
Yeah.
Like, Humana is the best secondhand place to go ever.
Yeah.
But I think I started to really focus on pieces that were really unique and different and almost funny.
Yeah.
Like, a coat that's just obnoxiously big, or a t-shirt with like a funny slogan on it.
Yeah, I feel like you work a lot. You don't work with pants. Like, you have the pants.
I have,
I feel like
two pairs of pants.
Yeah,
that I wear.
Always similar. Then you either have like a jackets and coats are. Is
I'm
your
a
thing.
Big jacket gal.
Yeah,
I have like I probably have 25.
Yeah,
jackets.
Hmm. And then it's more like the details. Is it an accessory like
hats.
A hat?
Love a hat.
Hat, scarf, or like a fun shirt.
Yeah, I think right now I love a good coat and a funky hat and high boots because I love to feel tall.
Yeah,
like sneakers, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. No.
I refuse to give in.
And you were doing sneakers when you came to Sweden. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
Engla.
That's true.
That's what it fucking means.
Yeah,
so I know what I'm saying over here.
Yeah, it has changed.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm just a sheep. I'm obviously very influenced by what's around me. I'm very influenced by you guys.
Yeah, same.
I think I don't know if I'm so influenced by people online. I think I'm very influenced by the people that I'm actually seeing in real life. And I think that's why I do street style. I'm very influenced by real life people that are walking around in this outfit and feeling confident, as opposed to a picture of a girl that changed in her car 5 times to do a photo shoot so that she could get Instagram content. That is not inspiring to me. Yeah. I really love seeing people with big personalities live their life through their style.
Yeah.
Nice answer. Okay, next question, Engla.
Okay, Verona.
Yeah.
Do you have any juice on Swedish boys?
Of all the juice.
Yeah, you do.
On every Swedish boy.
Yeah. Like, no, what's the biggest
difference? In general, what's your thoughts on Swedish boys? Because I had never dated one until like 2 years ago and I was mind fucked.
I would say Swedish men are incredibly
hard to get.
Hard to get. Why won't they get with me?
So hard to get.
No, they're so reserved. It's actually, it's so frustrating.
Oh, I know.
It is so frustrating. I was telling Engla, I went home like a few weeks ago. I was sitting in a bar on my own. I was just waiting for my friends for like 20
Ireland.
Minutes. In Ireland, in Dublin. Two guys come up to me and tell me that I'm going on a date with them the next night within 20 minutes.
I love that.
It's so easy. Like, it's so much easier.
Never happens.
So obviously, Swedish boys are super reserved and I feel like a lot of girls make the first move.
Yeah, you have to work for it. Like, you really have to work them, you know?
I think Ireland, it is quite traditional still. Like, you know, we have a very Catholic history, so I think we're a little bit maybe behind the times when it comes to, like, sexual liberation compared to Sweden. So I think it's very gendered. Like, the guy approaches the girl and the girl pretends to be coy and she kind of does the whole virgin thing.
Yeah.
You know, when I came to Sweden, I had this whole virginal thing that I had going on.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's not nice either. Like, even if you would want men to be more mature in Sweden, it's, I would not want the culture then as you have in Ireland. Do you know what I mean?
I think there's a little bit of slut shaming in Ireland. Yeah. Obviously, there's slut shaming everywhere. It's definitely worse in Ireland. And when I came to Sweden, I had slept with one person.
Yeah.
One. And I weirdly was like proud of my virginness.
Yeah.
And that's not something to be proud of or not proud of. It's just a thing.
Yeah.
It's just how many people you've slept with. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And then the longer I've lived in Sweden, now it's like, but I don't care. I don't care whether it's 50 or if it's 3, you know, girls,
it's a fucking number.
I really get the feeling that women do what they want here.
Yeah.
So that's also changed my approach to men.
Yeah.
In Ireland, I would probably have been very hesitant about like one night stands, that kind of thing. Here, I'm like, if I want a one night stand, I'll do it. Like, and I know he's not going to judge me.
Yeah.
I know my friends aren't going to judge me. Whereas
it's
in Ireland,
your
I would feel
like if you want,
it's just
it
my choice.
Just do it or don't.
So I think Swedish men are a lot more woke. I think they're, this is just in my experience out of like a few Swedish guys, but
I agree, they are smarter. They are,
I think they're more conscious of consent.
Yeah.
That's something I've noticed. Like, and I would say they're more civilized. It's like, let's go get a glass of organic wine or go to an exhibition.
Yeah.
Like, if honestly, if a guy said that to me in Ireland, that would give me the biggest ick. I'd be like, you're a freak.
Yeah.
But now I'm just used to like this, these notions that Swedish guys have, like they live like old men.
Yeah.
Which is cute. I like it.
They'll wake up in the morning and be like, shall we go for a walk and have a cup of coffee?
Have a cup
of- like, okay. Sure.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, they're just so civilized. I know Alice talks about her mornings with her boyfriend where they read the newspaper and drink filtered coffee and talk about politics.
Yeah.
And that is just so beyond anything that I was used to before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, nice answer.
Okay, Verona, the last question. And I've been wondering this as well. I mean, I think it's crazy. How did you like study law for 5 years and 3 months later you're working with fashion?
I know.
And I feel like now you're gonna you're gonna be stuck in fashion. Like, that's what you wanna do, right?
Yeah.
You're probably gonna stay.
It was a massive waste of money. And time. No, it wasn't really. I mean, the law part has helped a lot, even in the way that I work. And now I write, which is, you know, that obviously comes from my education. Law. We just wrote and read for 5 years. But I mean, I loved law.
Yeah.
Like, I actually loved it. Like, it wasn't that I was in this degree that I hated and I just wanted to, explore my passion for fashion. I didn't give a shit about fashion when I was studying law. But I think in my last year of law, finally it hit me that, I might actually have to be a lawyer. And then I started to think about it and I came to the conclusion very late on that I did not want to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
And my sister's a lawyer and she worked in this big corporate firm, and I knew that it's not a glamorous lifestyle. It's well paid and it's dog work. Like, yeah, you will be in the office till 11 p.m. every night where your boss doesn't know your name and nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
And yeah, the law thing, super interesting to study, but I just knew in practice it wasn't something that I was going to be good at.
Or, but did you feel pressured then? I mean, I feel like, especially in my age now when a lot of people are studying, you're so afraid that you will study something and then you will be stuck. Like, how are you going to get out of there? Or are you going to have to study again for 5 more years
yeah,
if you want to do something else?
No, I never felt overly pressured. I mean, law is, it sounds like a very niche degree in that you have to become a lawyer, but it's not. You learn a lot of things that are applicable to everything.
Yeah.
But I think the trick was for me that I went straight into fashion.
Yeah.
I told my dad, I said, give me 3 months.
Yeah.
I want to test this out. I'm going to do this unpaid internship in Copenhagen. Please, can you fund it also?
Yeah.
So he was very nice. And I had free rent in Lund at the time, which was nice, but he gave me some pocket money and I had a job in a bar as well. But I said, just give me 3 months.
Yeah.
I just want to have a little taster, see if I like it. If I don't like it, I set up this big plan. I said, here's my plan.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, I'm going to come back in September. I'm going to do my law exams. I'm going to train with you in your firm.
Because your dad's a lawyer.
My dad's a lawyer, yeah. And then I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. So I had it planned out for if I didn't like it or if I did.
Yeah.
And then I liked it and I had started doing interviews for jobs in fashion while I was still at my internship.
Oh, wow.
So I never really had that horrible period of what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah. And you had a plan B.
I had a plan B, yeah. So, and like it, like I said, it's not that I hated law.
Yeah.
So I think I was lucky.
Yeah. And also thanks to the internship, I guess. So you had experience in fashion as well for the fashion.
Yeah, I mean, I had experience taking out trash and making people lunch that didn't like me, but it was still at a fashion agency, so it counted. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
All right, Verona, you haven't been able to listen to our other pods because you're working on your Swedish, but you're not like quite there yet.
Not quite
so
there.
We do this thing at the end where we do tips of the week.
Cute.
So let's go around in a little circle and do our tips of the week.
So fun.
Yay.
Shall we go into the tips of the week?
The tips of the week.
Tips of the week. Shall we go into the tips of the week?
Tips of the week.
Shall we go into the tips of the week? My tip of the week is, so me and Engla have talked a lot about that we don't like really listen to pods. Like, of course, I listen to my sister's pod, but I don't really listen to pods beyond that. But I recently started Ami and Fama, and their pod is amazing. Like, I walk out of my headphones feeling like so, like I've laughed so much. They're so smart. And Ami's voice is the sexiest thing. Like, I get horny after I listen to their pod because she is so hot.
Det här är inte en knarkare. Det här är Filippa Parnevik.
Ja, titta.
Ja, det ser jag. Gud,
jag trodde nämligen att det var pundare först. Men jag ser nu att det är rakt av den där Parneviks.
Men ändå en Porsche pundare hade det varit.
Yeah, so basically why I started listening to the pod was because Ami, like I woke up to this DM and it was like this ugly ass photo of me on SVT and I was like, what is this? And I watched the video and it was the video where she was like, this isn't a Connecticut, this is Filippa Parnevik, like this is the new style, where she was like joking about how I look like a drug addict. And I was like, ouch. I was like, true though, like stoner chic is my vibe, like I am a stoner chic kind of girl. So I was like, this is really fucking funny because it is true. So that made me start listening to their pod and I just love it. So yeah.
Fun. Such a good tip.
Good tip. That's my tips.
My tip is, I don't know how to explain this in the right way in English, but last week I went to see a theater and I want to tip everyone to go, especially if you're under 26. Like, it costs you 150 kronor to go to this like Kulturhuset, Stadsteatern, watch theaters, musicals, like do cultural what? Do these things, like go to museums.
Do wait, this cultural
can
stuff.
I just say yeah.
Engla, I'm going to the theater tonight.
What?
Yes,
what are you going to see?
I'm going to see Lion King. Not very cultured, but
yeah, I mean, but all theaters aren't like sheep.
Are you going to the West End? Or no, what's it called? Broadway.
Yes, I'm going to Broadway.
Wow, that's so fun.
So fun.
Cute.
Great tip.
All right, Miss Verona.
Okay, I have one like quite chill tip.
Yeah.
It's an everyday thing that I think everybody should incorporate into their lives. And
oh,
then
I know what you're going to say.
It's so good. And then one that's maybe a bit more broad.
Yeah.
So
wait, can I guess it?
Yeah.
No, just say it. Is it, if you want a shower, yes, take a shower.
So my specific tip, and you can't think that this is stupid. No. It's a stupid when you say it out loud, but you need to think about it.
Yeah.
So if you're ever thinking of having a shower, have it.
Yeah.
Because you will never regret having had the shower. And so many times you will regret having not had the shower.
Yeah, so
even
true.
If it makes you late, it's, have the shower.
I need to incorporate that in my life because after Pilates, I'm like, ugh, don't need to shower. I'm fine. I barely even sweat.
Filipino girls.
And then Calla will be like, did you shower? I'm like, no, I should have, but I didn't.
But I wonder if that's like a thing, that because Calla told me that his brother has told him that. And that's
really?
The best, like he said, it's the best thing I learned from my older brother. And he's learned a lot from him, but that's the best tip that I've ever given
him. Oh, so
him.
It's a universal tip.
Yeah,
I thought
really?
It was just a random tip from my Irish friend.
Good tip.
So that's my tip. Also, I hated showering when I was a kid. You did too, Flippa, didn't you?
I still do.
You still
I
do.
I hate it.
Yeah, I still don't like it that much.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's quite, I don't like the experience either. But my other tip, which I think is a bit more deep, maybe.
Yeah.
It's something that my sisters taught me growing up, and it's to do with men
and
how you should handle them, basically. And they told me from a very young age that love and relationships and all of that stuff is about supply and demand. It's the basic rules of economics.
Yeah.
If you are in too much supply, you are not in demand.
Yeah.
Basically, if you look at you with this guy, when you're like, oh, does he like me? Does he not? If you feel like he doesn't like you enough or he's not giving you enough attention, reduce supply because demand will go up.
Mm-hmm.
So with economics,
it's so
like,
true.
Because there's not a lot of gold in the world, the price is high.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of toilet paper, the price is low.
Yeah.
And that is science and it applies to everything in life and it applies to men and women and relationships.
Mm.
So if he's not giving you any attention, reduce supply.
Yeah.
It's so basic. And if you apply it to everything you do, men will love you forevermore, or women or whatever you're into. They will be obsessed
Good
with you.
Tip.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is so lovely. Thanks for coming on.
No
problem. I really did enjoy this.
I mean, it just feels like the conversations we have.
Yeah,
I know.
Really, like we're just chilling.
I'm like, oh, is this actually going public? Like,
shit.
But you know, we end every pod with thank you for listening. But can we make Verona say like something in Swedish? You can end.
Yeah, jag kan prata svenska.
Yeah.
Ja, men prata så här. Säg tack för att ni lyssnar på, and then say the itty bitty titty committee. Ready, go.
So, tack för att ni lyssnar på... No, lyssna på. Tack för att...
Yeah.
Okay, one, two, three. Tack för att ni... one more time.
Yeah.
Tack för att ni lyssnar på Itty Bitty Titty Committee.
Woo!
Hey!
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
See you guys in a week.
Bye.
For Patricia is the best stripper in town. Tremendous applause. She took off her drawers and with a lick of her lips she undid all the clips.